You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, are you volunteering? The Browns do, and that's what First and 10 is all about. Make your pledge to give 10 today by committing 10 hours of community service on clevelandbrowns.com. Wear your orange wristband to make a statement that you give back. The Cleveland Browns team is part of the First and 10 movement, and so you should be as well. Give 10, folks. Happy to be joined now in studio by a man set to make his first start in the National Football League at safety for your Cleveland Browns, Jordan Poyer. Jordan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So what's the mindset like going into this game, knowing it will be your first start in the NFL, a division game, the Baltimore Ravens?
You know, we want to win. You know, that's my mindset. You know, I want to win. Come in with – we had a good week of practice. You know, come out strong tomorrow and just go in with the mentality that we want to win and that we're going to win. And that's the mentality we've had all week.
And take us inside the locker room. Again, you're sitting at 1-3 through, you know, the quarter mark of the football season. You can't be happy with the play defensively, but what's motivating you guys? Is it fixing it, or is it going out to show what you guys are actually capable of each and every Sunday?
That's exactly what it is. You know, we know as a defense that we're right there, that we are just right there, and so we just got to come in each and every day and just we know we're a good defense, a great defense, and it's just like little things that we know we can fix to become a dominant defense. And in order to do that, we like I said, we've had a great week of practice, and we just got to come in and communicate and just everybody do their job.
You say that you know that you're a great defense. Is it that apparent on film, like when you watch the film, that there's just one or two things missing to turn the switch, so to speak?
I wouldn't say something that's missing. It's just, you know, things that we mess up on, whether it's communication, you know, whether it's alignment, whether it's, you know, hitting the right spot on the football field. It's those things that hurt us and that have hurt us in these past few weeks. And that's one thing that we've focused on this week is communication and just going out there and playing football like we know we can.
Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl, big, strong arm, likes to get the ball down the field. Last year did that effectively to both Torrey Smith and Steve Smith. They both won't be playing, and Steve Smith really has been the entire passing offense through the first 4 weeks of the season. Is it tough to game plan for guys that, you know, there isn't a whole lot of tape on? You know, Kamar Aiken and Marlon Brown, they just add Chris Givens. You haven't seen him with Joe Flacco at all? Or do you guys have more confidence knowing that, hey, this is a group that's a little bit depleted, and let's take advantage?
You know, that's hard to answer. You know, we come into the week just expecting everybody to play. We haven't even ruled Steve Smith out yet, just because you never know. And on game day, we feel confident enough that we know what they're going to try to do on the offensive side of the ball, that we're going to line up and play.
Now, the one thing that has been an Achilles heel for this defense thus far through four games, and just tuning into Joe Hayden, who is a defensive back, you know, talked obviously about, you know, letting you guys down and not playing last week, but giving up the big play. I think that you mentioned you guys are so close, but it's one guy not doing their job or one guy looking at the wrong thing. And just, do you really feel like if you limit the big plays in this football game, that you guys, both statistically and the outside looking in perspective about this defense, is much more of who you guys really want to be?
Yeah, I think any defensive player would say that, that if you limit the big plays, it gives you a lot better chance to win the game. And that's one thing, you know, like I said, we got to eliminate the big plays. And most of the big plays that's happened this year have been on plays that we have busted ourselves. And so we limit the big plays, you know, we're gonna be out there and be the defense that we know we can be.
As a former baseball star, do you find yourself glued at all to the MLB playoffs, or you just have too much going on with football right now?
Nah, I really don't pay attention a whole lot, baseball playoffs until really the World Series comes around.
Me too.
It's hard to keep up with, especially this time of year, to keep up with all the baseball playoffs. You know, I followed through ESPN app and whatnot, but until the World Series comes around, I'm not too concerned about it. I don't really have a baseball team like that either.
What made you were drafted, for people who don't know, you were drafted in the Major League Baseball as well as in the NFL. What made you choose ultimately to go with football over baseball?
I always put it like this simple. It's just my love for the game. You know, anybody growing up that watched me play both sports would definitely say that I was a better baseball player than I was a football player. But, you know, nothing can take away, you know, being in the moment of a football game, you know, with your teammates, 11 guys on the field. And nothing can take away it being in that moment. You know, baseball is kind of It's slow. Maybe you get a play here and there. You know, football, you're in the moment. Every single play, every single down, and something about that I just couldn't walk away from.
Now, another guy that I want to – and this is my last question for you is Jim O'Neill, just a very fiery guy, full of energy. And just what is it like to play for a guy like that who comes to work every day full of energy, you know, good, bad, and different, just wants to right the ship each and every day and get the most out of his players?
It's awesome knowing you get to wake up and your coaches, you know, they want the best out of you, and you know, you're gonna get the best out of them each and every day. And Coach O'Neill comes into work every day fired up, and it gets me fired up. You know, I want to play well for him and for this defense because I know that's what he expects out of me and the rest of the guys in that room. And so to be able to wake up and know that you got coaches that want you in there working and want to get better, you know, it's always a good feeling to wake up and want to come to work.
Absolutely. And again, I know I said last question, but one more.
Liar.
And I just thought that I mean, how much was Tashawn Gibson not being here throughout the off season? How much has it groomed you for an opportunity just like this, that when he is in fact now hurt, you can step in? Whereas last year might not have been the case, might have been a little bit more question about you, but this year after the off season, it's like you are ready.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've been telling people, you know, all week, it's hard to replace a guy like Tashawn Gibson. You know, a Pro Bowler, you know, a guy who's got I don't know how many picks, but he's just it's hard to replace a guy like him. But you know, for me, my mindset into coming into this game is just do your job. You know, you don't gotta let the plays come to you. You don't gotta make things happen. Just do your job. And to be able to practice during OTAs, you know, with the ones the whole time, and just be able to get that communication down and get that rhythm down, and you know, to know who you're working with, and it's huge. And you know, I'm excited for this opportunity. Like I said, you can't, you know, playing like a guy like Tashawn Gibson, it's hard, man. But you know, I'm just going there and do your job. I'm excited for this opportunity. I've been waiting for this, you know, my whole life, and so I'm excited.
Yeah, you have. And what's the preparation been like? Is it different? You know, walk us through a week where, you know, Tashawn is in, and then through this week where you were out there getting all the reps, and what's just kind of your own mindset about what's going to happen on Sunday?
Definitely have watched a lot more film than usual. I don't have to watch as much special teams film as throughout the week than usual, but you know, I definitely am watching a lot of film. You know, it's been, you know, dang near from morning till I go to sleep at night. You know, I'll go home, maybe take a break for about an hour and a half, but then I'm right back on the film.
So tell us what, you know, for people who are out there, because, you know, they hear that watching the film, what is it that you're looking for? Are you looking for tendencies? Are you looking for tells from players on routes, on the quarterback tendencies? What are you actually looking for?
Tips, tendencies, tells, you know, formation tells, you know, a lot of, you know, vision tapes on the quarterback, just to be able to see what Flacco's doing in his three-step quick game and his three-step, you know, intermediate route or in his deep balls, whether he's looking off the post safety or not. You know, like I said, formation tells, you know, there's a lot of tells within the tape that'll help you throughout a game. And, you know, being in the NFL and playing behind guys like Witt and Gip, I see how they prepare as a safety, and I'm able to take that into myself and take it home and kind of study in that sort of way. I see how they take notes and how they prepare. And, you know, I want to be a great safety in this league, and I'm playing behind two great safeties. And for me to do that, you know, I'm taking in whatever they want to teach me, whatever they want to, you know, help me with. And, you know, like I want to win, and I want to be a great safety in this league. And like I said, playing behind guys like those, I mean, it's only a great opportunity for me.
Jordan, so this, when you go through that and you say you take the notes, so has there been a time when you go through this and then you're in the game and, you know, because we heard them talk about last week, like Tremont Williams said, Phillip Rivers knew what we were doing. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you knew a lot of times, I'm sure, what Phillip Rivers was doing. Mm-hmm. And how helpful is that? Does it allow you to play like so much faster?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it allows you to play fast, and that's one thing. I mean, if you're able to play fast and see your keys and react and move, you know, you're going to be able to make plays on the ball that much quicker and understand what's going to come out of a certain formation and just react that much quicker. And, you know, the game's about inches. And, I mean, sometimes it's an inch that's going to either you're going to make the play or miss the play. And so every little tape tell helps.
What's so far your favorite moment in the NFL?
My favorite moment in the NFL? I mean, it's been, you know, the past couple of years it's kind of been rocky. But, probably punt return against Jacksonville my rookie year. I was big, even though it was one tackle away from breaking it. Have had a couple good sticks, but, you know, I don't think I've made a memory yet. You know, I'm still.
Maybe it's coming this Sunday.
I think it's coming.
You had an interception, was it, against Oakland or Tennessee that Tennessee came away on the
back.
Penalty?
Yeah.
It's garbage.
It happens. It happens, though. You know, it happens. But definitely, you know, just want to create memories this weekend. That's what
I'm sensing a game-winning interception.
Hey.
It's part of the guarantee is coming out this week, so
I'm
it's a good
feeling
thing.
It. Just let me channel it to you, a game-winning interception.
Hey. There it is.
It comes to me. I'll pick it off.
Jordan, thanks so much for being with us. Good luck. Congrats on your first career start, and also congratulations on your engagement as well.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Looking forward to big things this Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens. Jordan Poyer starting at safety alongside Dante Whitner for your Cleveland Browns. When we come back, we'll open up the phone lines 216-578-0850, and we'll get into our game predictions where I continue to be beaten by the likes of Matt Wilhelm and Kiad.